It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From The Guardian, 4 killed in Guangdong floods, sparking concerns over extreme weather defenses. Heavy weekend rains triggered floods in the heavily populated Pearl River Delta in China, leading to 4 confirmed deaths, the evacuation of around 110,000 people and 25,800 people in emergency shelters earlier this week. Officials in Guangzhou said they've tallied the highest cumulative rainfall figure since 1959 this April, and that flash flood and other storm-related warnings are still in effect for many of the region's cities, including the tech hub megacity, Shenzhen. This part of China is prone to seasonal flooding, but as is the case in many parts of the world right now, floods have become less predictable and on average more potent, and as a result, local infrastructure meant to protect locals from the impacts of flooding are proving to be less effective. From the New York Times, FTC issues ban on worker non-compete clauses. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced on Tuesday that employers, except in rare cases, can no longer prevent their employees from going to work at rival companies after quitting or being fired, using a type of contract called a non-compete. Non-competes allow employers to say, for instance, that once you've left our company, you cannot work for another company in the same industry for a given number of years, which helps protect said company at the expense of the employee's career options. The FTC decided that this was bad for the economy and for workers, and that it is often coercive, as employers tend to have enough leverage to force people to sign these contracts if they want to work in their industry of choice. This decision will almost certainly see court challenges by businesses and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which argue non-competes help them protect their intellectual property and trade secrets from rivals. And from Axios, Senate sends sweeping foreign aid package to Biden's desk. As predicted, the U.S. Senate voted on Tuesday, 79-18, to pass a foreign aid package that was recently passed by the House. Yesterday, the president signed the bill into law. This package contains about $61 billion in assistance for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel and Palestinians, and $8.12 billion for Taiwan and other Indo-Pacific interests. It also includes a provision that will require Chinese company ByteDance divest itself of its U.S. assets like TikTok or face a ban in the country. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.